What we want to do now is join Michael Brown, who's the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as we've all come to be very familiar with. Mr. Brown, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're fantastic so far, and the question is, how are you and how are your resources?
Well, we're in good shape. You know, the president went back to Congress yesterday and said we needed an additional $7 billion for all of these storms, which is good news for us because that allows us to keep going with everything that we're doing in Florida and in all the other states that are being affected by these storms.
You know, we continually have questions and folks calling in wanting to know what FEMA will pay for, what won't they pay for. Can you give us a general outline of what FEMA's intent is? What can folks come to FEMA for in a time like this after a storm such as this?
Great question. I love to answer it. This divided up into two things. We do the immediate stuff, too, like, you know, make certain that we've got medical teams in place and the rescue teams, and we bring in the food and the water and the ice to distribute to people who are without power, that sort of thing. So we do those kinds of immediate, what I call the response efforts to disasters. But then the recovery effort, I think, is what people are more concerned about, you know, the money they get and the help that we can provide. I would tell people this. Don't make up your own mind about whether you qualify for something or not. The only way to get financial assistance from FEMA is to call the 800 number, that 1-800-621-FEMA number. When you call that number, we try to find out, you know, what kind of insurance do you have, what's it going to cover, not cover. We can cover things that insurance doesn't cover. We can give you some money for some immediate needs. For example, you may need to replace some clothing, you know, some cooking utensils, something in the home. You may need some temporary housing because your house is not habitable. We can find an apartment or a hotel for a couple of months. We can find travel trailers for you, that sort of thing. The best way to understand it is FEMA does not make people whole. All we do is we give you a little bit to try to help you get your feet back on the ground while you start to rebuild your life.
Someone asked earlier today, she's got a situation where she has a mortgage payment due and there's no money coming into the house. They lost their jobs because the business that they work for was destroyed. What sort of assistance can FEMA offer there? Now, I know you guys were hiring people after Francis to help process claims and things like that. Is there any employment opportunity with FEMA?
There is certainly employment opportunity with FEMA. We do a lot of local hires to help with some of the things that we do in each of the counties. And I think when you call into the 800 number, you should make certain that you let them know that you're available for that. The other important point is that if you have lost your job because the business was destroyed in a disaster, then we can probably help you with some mortgage payments or rental payments for a while, not for very long, but at least for a couple of months to kind of get you through this initial shock period, as I'm calling it.
So if you call that 800 number, they can get that information from you?
That's right. Again, emphasize the only way that we provide financial assistance is through that 800 number. And there's a good reason for that. If somebody shows up at your door, and we have a lot of people in the field, but the people in the field are either there to provide a service like medical care or, you know, to rescue you out of your damaged home.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have people that are going door to door to give you the information. And they are only giving information. If anybody shows up and says, I'm from FEMA, and I need your Social Security number and your bank account number so I can help you, I promise you they're not from FEMA. Because the only time we ask for that information is when you call us on that 800 number.
Okay, so if someone knocks on your door and asks for that information, don't give it to them.
Do not give it to them.
Michael Brown, the director of FEMA, is with us. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. What I'd like to know, you have had an opportunity with a lot of things going on in the state of Florida, thanks to all these hurricanes that we have had the pleasure of having with us. Compare this area to what you've seen maybe in St. Lucie, what you've seen in Punta Gorda, what you've seen up in Pensacola. I mean, Pensacola got hit real hard. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you evaluate each of these areas, Mr. Brown?
Well, let me give you a very truthful answer to that, and I'm not trying to be flippant with you. If you're sitting at home and you don't have power, or if you've got a leaky roof over your head, or you don't have a roof over your head at all, that disaster is the worst for you. And I feel that way about all of these storms. And let me tell you why. I have been in North Carolina, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Alabama. In all of these places I've gone where these hurricanes have hit, yes, and there's remnants of them up in Ohio and West Virginia, I have seen damage that's just as bad in those states as anywhere else. And so what I have really learned is that damage to you is the worst that it can be, and these are bad for everybody.
Very true. I've got a nephew on National Guard duty in West Virginia due to the flooding in the northern part of the state. So,
well, bless his heart.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
Let me say this, though, I want to give you a pat on the back because your folks have been great processing these things. I have heard one great story after another from people who have filed their claims And one lady told me that her check was in the mail the next day and that the money was in her account. So it's amazing how quickly you've gotten through things. The question I was going to ask you, we had heard that the best thing to have with you when you call FEMA is to go ahead and have an insurance claim number, to talk to your insurance people first, get all that information, and that would help speed the process when they call FEMA. Is that necessary, or is that a good thing to tell people to do?
It's a very good thing to tell people to do. It is not necessary, but it does speed up the process. I would encourage people to pursue both avenues, parallel tracks. Pursue your insurance company at the same time that you're pursuing FEMA. We can't pay for anything that the insurance pays for, so until we have a good idea of what insurance is going to do, we're just stymied. We can't do anything. I encourage people to do both of them at the same time.
So you don't get accused of double dipping.
Well, what happens is, one, we won't pay you anything if you have insurance until we know what the insurance is going to do or have some good idea of what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is, I certainly don't have to go back to somebody and say, you know, that $1,000 we gave you, we have to have it back.
Yeah, certainly don't want that to happen.
That's right.
Michael Brown's the director of FEMA. Any advice for our listeners as we have to go right now?
Just one quick thing, and that is, I know everybody's tired, they're worn out, they're sick of this stuff. You know, frankly, I'm sick of these hurricanes, too. We just need to be patient, and we will get through this. We will get through it.
Trucks and ice on the way today?
Oh, we have 800 trucks of ice and water in the state right now.
Fantastic.
800 semis of water and ice.
Relief is coming. Michael Brown, Director of FEMA, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us today and keeping our listeners informed. We sure appreciate it. All the best to you as you continue with your folks going through all this.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.
Michael Brown, the Director of FEMA. It's Bill Mick and Michael W. Lowe on Clear Channel Brevard as we cover the recovery of